Cellist Matt Heimovitz has been raising a lot of eyebrows in the classical community in the last few years. After years on the concert stage and making records for major classical labels of standard repertoire, he's been taking his conservatory training into clubs and bars, playing Bach to beer drinkers and Bartok to headbangers. And it's been a great success so far. He has a new record out. It's called Goulash, and he's coming to Washington in early December to the Iota Club in Arlington.
First of all, I want to thank you, and I'm sure many others feel the same way, for your taking the steps that you have in the last few years, bringing Bach and other classics to new venues, to bars and clubs and so forth. A lot of people give lip service to making classical music more available to new audiences, but very, very few have gone so far as what you've done with your actions. You're to be saluted, first of all.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank
I really
you
do. Very really, thank you so much. This new recording, Goulash, it seems that this is your first record to reflect this experience of playing small venues before new audiences. Is that true?
Gee, I hadn't really thought of it, but I guess I've been absorbing some of the club culture, I guess, over the last couple of years. It's true that when I started taking classical music outside the concert hall, it was with Bach, the Bach cello suites, and the next project was living American composers, so I was still within the classical framework, but these composers were already absorbing vernaculars of, American vernaculars, blues, jazz, some of the folk musics around us, and I guess this is, in a way, the next step, although I really consider Goulash to some degree a classical CD. I mean, I'm a classical cellist, and the real inspiration for the album is Béla Bartók and his spirit, and my hope is that when you listen to the entire album through, you start to realize that there's Bartók in all the music. And I suppose the improvisational element of the album, that too for me goes back to the tradition of classical music. I mean, we had some of the greatest improvisers ever. We had, beginning with Bach and Mozart improvising, and Béla Bartók himself was a great improviser. So at some point we kind of forgot about this tradition in classical music, but it really goes back to our origin. And in a way, that's how I feel about these venues, going back to a more intimate, perhaps more informal experience that really is what the music is all about.
This may be a little bit of a stretch, but one of your first teachers was Gábor Rajtó, who was Hungarian. I wonder if Goulash is in any way connected with your study with him.
Partly, and partly also my own background. My family is Romanian, and 2 years ago I went back to, it was my first time actually in Romania. I was in Cluj, Transylvania, and Gábor Rajtó was a wonderful mentor, and he had a lot to do with it. I think mostly it's my family background, wanting to kind of get to know this region more, and really growing up revering Béla Bartók in the household. It's interesting that you mentioned a Hungarian cellist. Just a few weeks ago, I had an incredible experience in a nightclub in Bloomington, Indiana. We were playing a violin cello duo concert, and just played the Kodály duo, a colleague of Bartók, and just before we were about to start the encore, a distinguished gentleman walks to the stage, and it's Janos Starker, and I just couldn't believe that he had come to this nightclub to hear my recital, and so of course I got up, gave him a big hug, and he had to go, but enjoyed the evening apparently. Perhaps more than anyone else, I would say Janos Starker has influenced my appreciation of Hungarian music.